Samantha, do you ever find yourself just wondering what happened to the 1970s salmon log? You never ever wonder, like, where's that salmon log at all the parties?
Well, I like a good cheese ball. So I guess maybe the salmon log went the way of the cheese ball as well.
It morphed into the cheese ball.
I don't know if it morphed, but I don't see cheese balls around much anymore either.
Right. So. It's like anything that you could molded food has disappeared. Right. Molded food is gone. We like kicked it to the curb somehow.
Because we don't even do molded jello anymore. Like, let's be honest.
We don't even do jelly molds, right?
We don't do a good jelly mold anymore.
We don't do an aspect. We don't do a jelly mold.
Aspect.
Remember that? What the hell was that? That was served all the time at our house. That was just tomato juice in a jelly mold, right? With bits of yucky carrots and stuff. Oh. Do you remember? Don't even get me started, right?
The jello mold in National Lampoon's Christmas, where there's cat food in it.
Right? Right? So we don't even mold anymore. We don't even mold.
Yeah,
right?
It's so 70s.
It's so 70s. And then that just brings me to my next thing with salmon is now it seems like you can only eat salmon like salmon.
Because salmon is just salmon. Because it's too much work in a can.
We're too lazy to deal with
it. You gotta really work for that salmon sandwich.
It's a lot for... That's why they're only at funerals, right? Because dead people, they're worth the salmon. Only time it's we're only people worth a salmon sandwich are the dead, right?
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, you're looking very yellow and cheery today.
Yes, I got my cheery sweatshirt on today.
Yeah. Hey, so friends of the podcast, going to let you know right now, even though I've been told by my husband 100 times in the last week, stop bitching about the weather. It is so hot in Saskatoon. The other day, it was 39 degrees with the heat.
Uh-huh.
That's India. That's India. That's Calcutta. It's Calcutta. Stop. Right? That's what it is. It's not Saskatoon. That's Calcutta.
You know what? And they say because we're getting hot weather now, it's going to get even hotter in July and August.
Yeah,
but you live in a heat box.
Oh, I'm just thinking about vacation.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm totally living in a heat box, right? I'm sweating in my sleep. I got pimples on the back of my neck. Mike's like, what are those red dots? They're pimples. I'm sweating as I sleep. Right? That's pretty. Hey, that's pretty. We all didn't get to move into a new place and have fancy central air, Samantha.
Yes, I have central air. I'm pretty
right?
lucky.
Right? I am still in the caveman days.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad, right? Like, we have it figured out. We have a really good system, and it's not bad as long as it's just where you are, right? Like, any other place, it's not good.
No,
but
it's
right
not
where
good.
You are, it's livable. But it's never livable at night.
No.
It's never livable. Right? Because you have your hopes pinned on having a good sleep. And then
dashed.
Mentally, we do something to ourselves, right? You can do all the get the cool this and get the cool that. My boss said she has this mattress pad that it's like remember the Chillo?
Yeah.
It's like a Chillo, but it's a mattress pad. And it circulates cold water.
Oh.
I think it was expensive, but
I'm
might be
sure
worth
it was.
Might be worth the expense, right? She says it's amazing. She said they use them in like hot countries.
Oh.
Which apparently now Canada is considered a hot country, right?
Apparently now we are.
I don't know. Anyways, so it's hot. You might hear the fan in mine. I'm like, I said to Samantha, I'm not going without the fan. Can't do it. I can do a lot, but I can't do that.
All right.
I won't do that. Oh, nah. I don't know how that song goes.
No, don't sing.
I don't even know how it goes. Too
sing. Don't sing.
Right?
Don't
okay,
sing.
Fine.
Don't sing.
Fine.
Don't sing.
Okay. How's your week?
It's good. It's hot.
Good.
Sweaty.
Hot.
It's disgusting. It's
hot
all those
and
things.
Sweaty. That's the beauty of hot and sweaty, right? Is you sweat in places like your weenus, right? Your weenus. My weenus is permanently sticky and sweaty.
Right? Right.
Right?
And you know what's uncomfortable is like when you're doing a lot of lifting and moving in the heat, and then the building you're in has no air conditioning because it broke.
Uncomfortable. Ooh, yeah.
And then when you go to the washroom, you don't realize, but your underwear is as wet as if you peed.
And funny, I'm usually the TMI girl, but you may have just taken us in a new direction.
And I'm like, this isn't normal. This is June. This is June in Saskatchewan.
That's why they say women's. They say women's panties should have a cotton gusset.
A cotton gusset. I you know what? It all I wanted to do was jump into a bucket of ice water, like for the last 3 days. That's all I wanted to do.
It's tough. Okay, enough complaining, right? Because
we have sun, so.
We have sun.
Yes.
Right? And you know what? And don't get us wrong. Things could be so much worse because Canada is on fire.
Yes. Oh, my God. We are on fire.
Right? Like, every place is on fire.
We're spreading our smoke.
We are spreading our smoke to the States. Not like a good neighbor, right? No. We are passing on our smoke. Right? You get some smoke. You get some smoke. You get some smoke.
New York was smoky. Detroit smoky.
Philadelphia, I heard, was smoky.
Yes. New Jersey smoky. Everybody,
right?
Smoky.
Everybody, right? They canceled the Yankee game. Too much smoke. Right? They showed on Kelly and Mark. They showed. They said, "There, look at you. Can't even see Midtown Manhattan." I'm like, ooh, that's bad.
I know.
Sorry. Sorry. As proper Canadians, can we at least just apologize? Sorry.
We should apologize. We're sorry. But, you know.
But it's not really us. It's Mother Nature.
Yeah. But now people are starting fires in the States as well. So we're not the only people who liked, apparently, to, you know, play with fire.
It's happening everywhere, right?
It is.
Oh, what can
you do? It's not pretty.
What can you do?
It's not pretty. But you know what, Lisa? Man. I think you need to remember that server at Earl's.
Okay, you were like, don't say that. I'm like, I'm saying it because that's what it is. Dude looked like Jeffrey Dahmer. Totally. He had, and you said to me, what makes you say that? Well, where do you want me to start? I'll start with his glasses, and then I'll start with his hairdo, and then I'll start with the color of his hair, and I'll start with his little bit of shaggy I didn't shave my face, and then I'll go down to his pants. I could go on and on and on. If I was not a Jeffrey Dahmer aficionado, I would have thought he was working at the Earls. Right? And then I'm like, dude, why are you trying to look like Jeffrey Dahmer?
He maybe likes the look.
But nobody likes the look, right? Mm. Put on different glasses and he does not look like Jeffrey Dahmer. He just looks like a young guy with blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
Put on the gold rimmed big 70s glasses and out comes Jeffrey Dahmer. Like,
Comes Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Did you want anything else to drink? I want nothing, actually.
No, I'm good.
I don't even want to make eye contact with you. Right?
You know what? Crazy. You know what was really fun for me, though, is when I was driving home, I saw a pigeon playing chicken.
Pigeon was playing chicken.
A pigeon was playing chicken.
Because they're not very smart, hey? No, Mike Gibson's theory proves true.
I think so. Because there must have been something very interesting on the corner of the...
Oh, so he was tempted.
On the street. And I'm driving up and I don't want to hit the pigeon because, you know, it's a living thing and I have no desire
Absolutely,
to do that.
Absolutely, right?
And
Absolutely.
So I kind of, you know, go around it. But he was just like, I'm looking for whatever I'm looking. And then he comes back and he's like back in the street looking at whatever he was looking. And I'm like, dude,
wow.
Why are you playing chicken? Pigeon,
Pigeon, why are you playing chicken?
You're playing chicken with cars. I don't know who's going to win here. It's probably not going to be you.
You were pretty tolerant. I tell you, I don't know who would win that if my husband was driving.
Well, your husband would probably speed up and...
He has been known to speed up, right? Because he thinks that if you're in the street, this is not where you belong, right? You should be smart enough to not be there.
Right.
So I don't know. That's kind of crazy, hey?
Your husband's bad. But I do, I will say again that I'm very blessed with central air and car air conditioning, which
I need to know this. I need to know what the weather is doing to your hair. Because remember, and what was that hairdo you had with that elastic band?
You know what? It's the humidity. The humidity is killing me.
That was the weirdest look I've ever seen with you.
I didn't have a choice because my hair went bleh. It went
and I'm friends like, of the podcast, she had like a rubber band in her hair and she had two little pieces pulled back.
Yeah,
and
I'm had like, to
what the
because
fuck
I
is
looked
this?
I looked ridiculous.
More and ridiculous like, than that hair.
My hair totally hates me. It hates me in a heat wave. It hates me in a heat wave. And I'm like, okay, I need you to perform. I don't know why you aren't performing. As long as I stay in my house, my hair is good. As soon as I leave my house.
But I get that, though, because my hair seems a little bit puffier.
Your hair looks exactly the same as if it was cold or hot.
No, not up close.
Yes.
Not up close.
Lisa, up close. My hair up close is even frizzier.
It's you like, were a bit of a hot. You were a bit of a hot mess. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what? I felt like a hot mess, and I didn't give a shit.
No, I mean you wore it. You wore it well, for as well as you could wear what you were trying to pull off
for my heat wave.
I'm like, God, that's like a tough call, right? That of the messy bun. I say, pick the messy bun.
I picked the messy bun.
Yeah, right. But to each his own, right?
Uh huh.
I got bigger ish. I got bigger fish to fry here. I got to thinking. You know, the Barbie movie's coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's talking about it. They were talking about it on Hoda. They're talking about it everywhere, right? Got me thinking. I didn't really play with Barbies.
Mm.
But I got an issue with Barbie. Do you ever find, Samantha, and I think that this is maybe this is why sometimes maybe we struggle with these things. Do you ever feel like you're struggling with not feeling worthy or accomplished sometimes?
Not because of Barbie.
Really?
Yeah.
And you don't know Barbie. Let me share a few things about Barbie with you. I need to tell you about Barbie because I think you're going to change how you feel.
Let's talk about the bitch. Let's talk about her.
Let's just get it out of here, okay? Because she's an overachiever and it's at a ridiculous pace, okay? 1973, Barbie became a surgeon.
What?
1975, she won a gold medal. There was gold medal Barbie. 1989, Barbie was a pilot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, 1992, you ready for this? She ran for president.
Oh, did she win, though?
No, she was the first woman on the card.
Cool.
She ran for, but she's run for 6 consecutive times.
Really?
Barbie, right? 1993, because I guess obviously president didn't work out for her.
Yeah.
Barbie joined the police force.
Cool.
Right? Then 1994, she got bored with being a cop. She became a firefighter.
Excellent.
Then she took a few years off. Probably, I don't know what Barbie did, but she took some time off. 2006, Barbie reemerges. Zoologist. What the hell is a zoologist?
I think that's to do with animals, Lisa.
Like, I like the zoo so much, I'm a zoologist. That's what Barbie went to.
Okay. All right.
2010.
Uh-huh.
Computer engineer.
Cool.
Barbie must have gone back to school.
She did.
2011. Didn't like that job. Barbie's fussy. Hey, she's really fussy.
She
didn't
fussy.
Like that job. Architect. Architect Barbie.
Cool.
2015. This is where I gave up. I just stopped looking after this. It took the cake. I'm like, I'm done, Barbie. 2015. Film director Barbie.
What?
Yeah, she became a film director. Film director Barbie. All these Barbies were put out there for people to buy.
So you're feeling inferior because Barbie has done all these different things in her lifetime.
Yeah. And what have we done? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Barbie looks really good for her age, by the way.
Yeah. Right. So she's supposed to be a role model for people. And really,
she's putting us to shame. But she's accomplished a lot of stuff. So I think you're comparing yourself to Barbie, and I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair for you, and I don't think it's fair for Barbie. Because Barbie is just being Barbie. Barbie's like, I got blonde hair and I got big boobs and
I do this and then I do that and then I do this and she just can accomplish everything.
But Barbie has evolved because you didn't mention that Barbie became a ballerina, because I had the ballerina Barbie.
I did not mention that she was a ballerina.
Yeah, I had the ballerina Barbie, and she was a really good dancer. I'm just going to say.
And I know there was disco Barbie, too, so she also did become a disco girl,
disco
too.
Disco girl.
Right? I just wonder if Barbie's true message, I think there's more to Barbie than just blonde hair, blue eyes, and big boobs. I wonder if Barbie's real true message is, you aren't as good as me.
Oh, my God. Really?
I wonder.
I'm sorry. Do you feel inferior to Barbie?
I think I feel inferior to Barbie. I don't have that list of things. I didn't get to be a cop and an architect and a pilot.
Well, you too. There's still time.
Is there? I want to see, where's Sugar Daddy Barbie? Like, where's her sugar daddy?
I don't know. Sugar Daddy Ken? Well, Ken. I don't think, what has Ken done? Has Ken done anything interesting other than drive a Jeep?
I think that's all that Ken's done. And like, let me guess, Barbie, she's still living in the Barbie in the van?
Well, is Barbie dream house? And then there, she has an RV.
She has an RV.
She has maybe a camper.
Where's Barbie getting all this cash?
She's got a Barbie pool.
Yeah, where's she getting all the cash?
I don't know. She's a surgeon, a pilot, a president, a policeman, a firefighter, a zoologist, a computer engineer, an architect. I don't know. I think the girl's got some cash.
I know, but she has to spend the cash to make that cash. Where's that cash?
I don't think she's spending any cash. I think she's got a lot of cash. I think that she just keeps rolling it in. How do you know that she's still not a pilot? How do you know that in her spare time she doesn't like zip around and make some cash that way?
Barbie's got to be 95 years old by now.
Barbie looks good for... That's what I'm saying. Barbie looks good for her age.
Well, Barbie... Where's Botox Barbie?
Botox Barbie.
Has Botox Barbie been out yet? Right? I'm just saying. I got some issues with Barbie.
Are you going to go see the Barbie movie?
I think we're going to go see it.
I think you're going to go see it.
I think we're going to go see it. You got the tickets.
I think you're going to go... Oh, that's right. Sam is coming.
Freebie Sam is coming, right? We'll get the nice seats.
We have to invite Sam. She has the free tickets.
She gets the free tickets, right? So don't forget to call Sam. Right? You know it. You know it. I'll buy my own snacks. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Unless they're included in your free tickets, then
no,
whatever. And you got extra points. I'm just saying, I think it's like, don't get me wrong. All the haters out there that are going to be like, oh, hating on me, because you know I'm going to talk about this on the TikTok. I'm just saying is that I think that Barbie's a role model, but is it realistic to think that Barbie can do all these things? Because can the average person do all this shit?
I don't know. If you put your mind to it, Lisa, could you also be an architect?
No, I couldn't be an architect. I can't draw. Can't draw a line. Can't fly a plane. I don't like the zoo.
Maybe this is just the difference between you and Barbie. You are... very structured. You're retail Barbie. And you live within your little world. And Barbie is a big world thinker. So she's like, you know what? I'm just going to try everything. And then she gives it a try.
Maybe. But Barbie's got no loyalty. She's like, she just fleets off to the next thing.
Or she's not afraid of change, unlike yourself, who's afraid of anything to do with change. That's a good point.
That might be more it right there, right? That might be definitely more it.
So all it says is that Barbie's like, you know what? I became a surgeon in 1973. That's really nice. Oh, I'm going to win a gold medal because I want to, I don't know, what did she do to win the gold medal? Did she swim? Did she run? Did she bike? Like, what did she do?
She was just gold medal.
We don't know. Okay. No. And then she's like, you know what? I'm smart enough. I can become a pilot. And then she becomes a pilot. And then she's like, you know what? I want to try something. I'm going to run for president. Like, the girl is a forward thinker. She's a future forward thinker. That's what's happening.
She's got too much time on her hands.
And she's okay with evolving and moving and extending herself. You know, she is a woman of the world. She's a woman of the world. So really, Lisa, you should just look at Barbie and go, you know what? You go, girl. You be all those things. And
I'm proud. Don't get me wrong. I'm proud of Barbie. I'm proud of her because obviously she's well accomplished. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, maybe she should just pick to a couple things and stick to it.
Right? Why should she limit herself?
Why? Because, right? It's not realistic. Come on. Barbie deals with burnout because she's staying no place at the station. She's not staying anywhere for long, right?
Yeah, there's no wellness Barbie, so.
There's no wellness Barbie, right? Oh,
but there might have been a sport Barbie.
There was an extreme Barbie. Barbie did some extreme sports I read about.
Did she do extreme sports?
Yeah. I did some research on Barbie, right? So I was waiting for my coffee at the Starbucks one morning.
Okay. So Lisa's feeling inferior to Barbie, and Barbie just wants to be Barbie, and Sam doesn't give a shit. How we've decided.
Sam don't care, and I just think that Barbie is not my favorite friend in the playground. Right? Barbie's not coming to my birthday party.
You don't want Barbie to come to your party?
No.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
No, people be like, come on, Lisa, let's go party. I can do all that, too. I don't need to have a, I don't need to brag about it. Barbie's a bragger.
But why wouldn't you want Barbie to come to your party? She would be a great guest. She would have so much to talk about.
Barbie can't make it. She's too busy.
Oh, she's too, or she's would too busy. She steal your thunder, Lisa?
She's never going to steal my thunder.
Because maybe she has so much to talk about.
She doesn't. When was the last time Barbie was talking?
Oh, right? Well, we're about to find out what Barbie sounds
Barbie's
like.
Barbie's a little quiet, isn't she? She's been a little quiet for the last 60 years until now. Right?
Lisa's afraid of Barbie. This is what I've learned today.
I just don't get what the big deal is about her.
I was this many years old when I found out my best friend is afraid of Barbie.
Not afraid of Barbie. I just don't love a Barbie like everybody says you should. Right? That's all. That's all. I'm not in love with Barbie.
She's got Barbie phobia.
I don't have Barbie phobia. I just think that Barbie, I think, she's not my cup of tea.
All right.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be mean and rude to Barbie.
Of course not.
Because I'm not that girl.
No.
Barbie's going to love Lisa because that's how it works.
Right.
Doesn't mean Lisa's got to love Barbie.
True.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying. Say about that. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right.
Samantha.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, what have you realized you are too old for?
What am I too old for? I am too old for just biting into apples without them being cut into slices. Totally too old for that shit. Totally too old for eating apples the old way.
Me too.
Right? Too old for that. Yeah. Apples need to be in slices, right? Mom's had a good idea when we were like 4 and 5 years old. We never needed to evolve out of that.
Nope, we didn't.
Right? That's what I feel I'm too old for that. What about you?
I think I am too old for sugared cereal, but I really love it.
Yeah, maybe I'm a little too old for sugared cereal.
But I came across a new cereal that's called Magic Something, Magic Potion, Magic Something, Magic Spoon, maybe. And it's cereal that looks like your Fruit Loops and all that other kind of stuff. And it's good for you. It's got protein.
But it doesn't taste like that.
No. Well, it's supposed to taste good.
Really?
And it looks like Fruit Loops. And I'm like, And it comes with a special bowl and a special spoon.
Wow. So you going back to being 10. It's a little worrisome.
Okay. So apparently I'm not too old for cereal.
Apparently you're not too old. You know what I'm too old for? I'm too old for snails. Remember I was telling you about how now you got to buy snails now.
Yes.
You're when too I old was a snails. Kid, back in my day, you could just pick them out of your garden and play with them.
Yeah.
Now you got to buy a snail. You got to go to a store to buy a snail.
Yeah. I never played with snails.
What do you mean? How did you not play with snails?
I didn't play with snails. It just wasn't a thing, Lisa. I played with worms probably more.
Oh, I've never touched a child. A worm. Ever.
Yeah, I did.
Ever touched a worm.
It's gross. I mean, they're not great.
Did you cut them in half and see if they grew back?
No.
Because isn't that the thing with worms? Aren't they supposed to grow back?
Apparently they can regenerate.
Which is creepy.
A little bit.
Right? They're part of the snake family somehow. Somehow they have the same... And it's weird how just the rain comes and there they are.
Oh, boop. There you go.
Right? Watch out for the snails. Too
but
much.
But I think I'm also too old for bubblegum, which makes me sad.
Because it's really too big of a piece of gum.
I know. And I really love to chew. My favorite was Double Bubble. And I would just chew the shit out of it and blow bubbles. And it was just
lovely.
I like
bubble yum. Were you I bet you were a bubble cracker.
Oh, I was a bubble cracker.
Yeah, of course, right? Because you're a pen clicker, so you're all about the noises.
Yeah, I'm apparently about the noises.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite was I liked Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba was yummy.
It was so good, right?
It's always the stuff it was the gum with the stuff in the center. What was that called?
That was Freshen Up.
Freshen Up! Oh my God!
And you buy the cinnamon one, right? The red one, and then it squirted. There was a green one too, I think. Right? That's right out of our childhood, I'll tell you.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Did you ever go to summer camp?
I did go to summer camp when I was in CGIT. And which is Canadian Girls in Training, if anybody wants to know.
Samantha was a girl guide.
No, that wasn't girl guides.
Oh.
No, that wasn't. This is something totally different.
Oh.
But we did do summer camp, which I thought was really fun. I only did it in that group, so I didn't do it very often.
I did summer camps. My first summer camp I ever went to was a water camp, and I hated the water. hated all things water. I didn't like to swim. I didn't like to boat. I didn't want to kayak. I didn't want to do anything. I was like, young. Hated it. Then my next camp, my mom used to send all of us to Arrowhead Ranch, and it was a horse camp.
Oh.
And I'm sure you've heard, after all these years of friendship, my love for horses. No, oh, right, that's right, because I don't have one. But my older sister Christy did.
I'm sorry. I feel that you only went to summer camp because your mother didn't want you around for this summer.
Totally didn't want us around. And we always did the 2-week program. And I always joke and say Krista was the youngest camper at anything. Right? Because if I was going at 8, she was going at 4, right? She was 4. Yeah. And it was always the 3-sister deal. Right?
Oh,
and
there my we God. Would be. So all 3 of you had
all
to
three
go.
Of us went. We always went to this Arrowhead Ranch.
Oh my God.
And my mom and dad, they played it so good. They made it. They brainwashed us to believe we loved horses. Even though every year I'd come home with burrs in my hair because I got bucked off the horse. Because guess what? I don't love horses. And the horses did not love me. And I had long hair back then because I was a little girl, right?
Oh my God.
So I'd have burrs in my hair. And my parents had us convinced that we would go so far away to go to this camp. And then we found out it was just like half an hour away from where we lived.
Uh-huh.
Up the mountain, right? But yeah. But off you go. Mm-hmm. It was not my... parts of camp were fun.
You weren't Sporty Spice. You are Sporty Barbie. And you definitely weren't Country Barbie.
I was not country and western Barbie. No, I was not. It's how crazy, hey? You imagine sending your kids to camp and your kids like, I don't want to go to this camp. I don't like horses. And it's a horseback riding camp.
I liked going to camp. I liked going to camp.
You'll have fun. They'll do other stuff. Nope, not really.
Nope.
Not really.
How do you hate water as a kid?
Because I don't think I knew water very good. I was really young. It was like, so... I can actually tell you, it was in 1976, so I was 7. So I was really young.
Your parents sent you to camp at 7?
And how do I know that that was the year? Because when they picked me up, they had a brand new 1976 Monte Carlo.
Oh.
Yeah.
So basically what they did is that when they sent you to summer camp, that was their summer vacation.
That was their summer vacation. Yeah.
Got it.
Right? So I was too young to know water. Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that exciting? Wasn't that exciting?
Your parents very interesting.
Very interesting. But here's something that is exciting. You'll be happy to hear this. Live with Kelly and Mark is now officially outperforming all the entertainment talk shows, including the ones on late night.
Stop it.
Yeah. And I get there's a writer's strike on, so the late night's in syndication, blah, blah, blah. I get that. But yes, people are loving them.
Yeah.
Right?
He's really coming into his own.
He is. It's his casualness of not really having any idea what he's supposed to be doing. Right? Like a couple of weeks ago when I watched it and he was inviting the people who were at a play or something that they were at. And he was like, they're the taller people. Get in touch with us. And then when they got in touch with us, he's like, we're going to have you come on the show. Have a weekend in New York. And the look on Kelly's face is like, oh my God, what have we done? And he's like, right, Gelman? And Gelman's like, okay. Sure. I'm like, this is what the world's been missing. You just being a little bit of a train wreck on your own. Right? But it's so funny.
Right? It's really, really fun to watch him. He's just very
endearing.
Yes, he's very endearing. And every morning I always watch the first 15 minutes if I can get it, because I want to see if he'll get duped by the caller.
By the caller.
With the two
with
statements,
the mug,
right?
To get the
because
mug.
He is fully ensconced in, no, we're not going to cheat. We're really going to play this thing.
He's not giving away that mug on purpose.
I love that about him. It's so funny.
And then
funny.
If they have a morning where they've gone on too long and they have to just give the mug away, he is not impressed.
No, he's so not
when they don't
happy.
Get to play the game, hey?
Yeah. Yeah. He's not Dodd. He's not happy at all.
No, no. So, good
but they
for them.
Seem to be having a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're definitely having fun.
Yes. So, they're fun to watch. I like watching
them.
Yeah,
they are.
Okay. So, Lisa, remember that conversation when we talked about, is it a diet or a lifestyle change?
I remember.
Remember? We were debating what the difference between the diet or a lifestyle change was. And you were adamant that a lifestyle change, it implies you have done so much wrong.
To have to change your lifestyle. Right? That's not just giving up bread. That's changing your lifestyle. Right? That's like not showering before you go to bed. Now you got to do it in the morning. It's not having coffee in the morning. You got to change everything.
Yes.
That's what that tells me.
It's a lifestyle change.
It's a lifestyle change. Sounds like a prison sentence.
It sounds like it's an indicator to you've done a lot wrong in your life. So now we need to change it.
Yeah. Look at you now. Look where your life got you. Now you need to have a lifestyle change. Right?
Isn't that funny, though? Because, like, really, a diet, like, do you want to say diet or do you want to say lifestyle change? Or do you want to just say, I'm just going to cut back? Like, is it...
I'm just going to cut back.
Like, is that a better phrase? Like, the diet culture is out of control. Like, people still get crazy and do lots of weird stuff.
I think the thing is, okay, so it's like my theory, right? Diet means don't ingest everything.
Yes.
Lifestyle change means you've done everything so wrong up until now. Cutting back is just like, I'm just going to cut back.
It's like the middle road.
I'm just going to try my best, right? No expectations put on me. I got no worries. I really am giving no fucks either.
Yeah. We're cutting back. I don't know what. It could be just I'm cutting back stuff. On...
Depends on the day. Maybe today I feel like a chocolate bar and I talk myself out of it. I'm just cutting back on that today.
But maybe I'm cutting back on water. Maybe I'm cutting back on
food. I have cut back on water.
But right? I'm just, you know, like it's maybe cutting back is a better phrase.
I think it's a little more customer friendly.
Then I'm going on a diet.
Right? I think if you want me to lose weight, I think it's better. I think I have a better chance I might buy in if you say, how about you just cut back a little, as opposed to, did you want to change your lifestyle? No, because I don't think all parts of my lifestyle need an overhaul, thank you.
Right.
Just apparently what goes into my mouth does. Right? That's the problem.
That's
kind of mad at that phrase, right?
I don't know. It was good, change. Though. It was a good one. Okay. But speaking of perceptions. Why is it, Lisa, that every time we go out, I'm not even going to say a specific place, every time we go out and you order your, I need my parm fries and my truffle fries, blah, 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 and I order something totally different.
Yes.
Like this time you ordered the truffle fries, I ordered the avocado dip, which
yes,
I love.
Yes, you did.
Which
yes,
I love. Did. And every time they see me, plus size girl, they give me the fries. They try to give me the fries. And I'm looking, I'm like, nope, that's her. Yeah, the skinny bitch across from me gets the fucking fries. Don't always assume, people, I need you to understand this. Don't always assume that the plus size girl's eating the French fries. Because the skinny bitch in front of me was eating the French fries. Skinny bitches eat fries too, okay?
Right. And I'm not that skinny, but...
No. But
still.
Sorry. That was not very nice of me.
Right, because I'm not that skinny?
The fat girl doesn't always order the fries. That's my point here.
I know. The fat girl doesn't always order the fries, right? Exactly. Right? This girl orders the fries.
Yes.
And
more
they
so
always...
than I do.
I know, right? Because I love the fries. Because you boycotted fries. You won't eat
you
fries
took
just
away,
out of
you
spite.
Took away,
I didn't
you took
take
away
fries,
from fries.
Me. Yes, how can
did.
I physically take
we
away
cannot
a food
have this
group
conversation
from you?
Again.
Oh, my
we
God.
Have this
right?
conversation
you can,
again.
You can cut back on the fries, but I didn't make you change your lifestyle and stop fries. You chose to change your lifestyle and stop the fries.
I chose to not ingest everything.
Oh, Samantha.
But I will have to tell people, though, Lisa did try the avocado dip, and she hates avocados. She hates guacamole of any kind.
I do, but there was a taste in it that I liked.
It was a little spicy.
It was a spicy taste that I didn't. I wouldn't order it for myself, but
no. But you liked it though.
It was okay. It was okay.
But I just riddle me this. Why do people just look at me and go, "Oh, this must be yours"?
I don't know.
It irritates me. And you know what? I can't. Like it's like an ingrained bias that I don't think society is ever going
to
get over
when all they really need to do is just come to the table and say, "Who had the fries?"
And they never do. They never ask, right?
They just go fries and start handing them to you. And I'm like, nope, for me. Right? I worry that, yes, just change the verbiage, dear servers, and just be like, who had the fries?
Just catch me on a bad Friday, guys.
I don't ever want that to happen because I feel it definitely could.
It definitely could. I've been good, though.
Peter Pointer will come out and Samantha will need to make a point.
And then the server will be like, oh, shit, I don't want to serve these people anymore.
Right.
And I don't want that to happen because I like where we go. So I shut up. But then I complain about it here because, whatever.
That's just what we do. That's what we do on our podcast.
I just felt I needed to say something, Lisa.
Samantha, we just air what we shake our head at, the things that we shake our heads at, right?
Right.
Had you shaking your head. Just like Jeffrey Dahmer being the busboy had me shaking my head, right? You know? Just saying. Okay, here's something for you. How should we interpret the phrase, crazier things have happened? And when do you think it's okay to use it? I think that's a horrible phrase.
It is a horrible phrase because
do we go from here?
What moment is good to use that?
Nowhere. Nothing. Like things must be really bad for you to say crazier things. Don't worry, crazier things have happened. No. Because I feel it's a worst case scenario phrase.
But then didn't you just say there's nowhere to go but up?
There's nowhere to go but up from there, right?
Yeah. Like that's also a bad phrase.
Yeah, like where do you, like, there's nowhere to go but up. Okay, that means we have hit rock bottom.
We have hit the bottom.
And things aren't going very good at all, right? I don't know if that's, I don't know.
That's not a good phrase either.
Like, who comes up with these things?
Who knows? Who knows? Right,
like, who knows? It just seems odd. It just seems like a weird, weird phrase,
like,
right?
If you said crazier things have happened, what has happened to you that would have been crazier than what you've just experienced?
Than what I've just experienced, right? Like, and have crazier things happened?
Like an earthquake? Yeah.
Don't sweat the tornado. Crazier things have happened. Like what? Like the typhoon? Oh, remember the Great Depression? Like, you know, you think inflation's bad now. Don't worry about it. Crazier things have happened. Remember the dirty 30s?
No, I don't actually, because I wasn't born then. So.
Right. I don't want to remember when crazier things had happened.
No.
Right? I'm trying to block out the crazier things that have happened in my life.
Doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. You know, it doesn't sound good. Here's an interesting thing that happens. So you know how sometimes on Saturdays, Mike and I will have Subway.
Yes, you love a good Subway.
Because I love my subs. So I'm at the Subway. Oh my God, right? It's busy, right? These girls are just trying. They're just trying to be the sandwich artists that they've chosen to be.
Uh-huh.
Right? Not making a ton of cash, I'm assuming. Just making subs. Putting smiles on people's faces and giving them some lunch. That's all. Dear the Subway customer, take a fucking chill pill. Dude, the lady can't give you the sandwich without it being wrapped. This guy was like, $5 tip if you don't wrap it and just give me the sandwich like it is. And she's like, I can't. He's like, then you obviously don't need my $5, do you? And I'm like, oh my God, dude, you're in a restaurant. And I kind of looked at him. I kind of gave him like a stink eye, which I get from me is not really that threatening because I don't really know how to do the stink eye. But I felt I gave him the best one that I could. And I'm like listening to him and he's like, I don't want it to be wrapped. I just want the sandwich. You can't in a public place. Here's the food. Here's the food in your hand.
No.
You douchebag.
It is douchebaggy.
Right? He's super douchebaggy. Super douchebaggy. I was like so mad. And then he left. And the girl didn't miss a beat. She was like, sorry, sir. Can't do that. Nope. Thanks anyways for the tip. But that's okay. Keep your $5. Save it for the next time. Right? And then he walks away. And it was just... And then I was the last person in there with them. And I said to the girl, I said, hey, I said, that was kind of shitty. I had to go through that. Hey? And she's like, yeah. She goes, it kind of sucks. She goes, we can't just give people food. I said, I get it. I said, I work in service. I work in retail. I said, you have rules to follow. She's like, you can't just send somebody out with like food in their hand.
No.
She's like, and his $5, she's like, whatever. Like, keep your $5. Stop being a jerk. I'm like, yeah, exactly. Stop being a jerk. Right? I hate bully customers.
Oh my God.
I hate a bully. Right?
I would have said, dude, slow your roll. Shut up.
Right? Like,
let her do her job.
And let her make you a sub.
Like, calm your shit down.
You can throw the wrapper out on your way out the door if you're that upset about the wrapper.
Better yet, I would have looked at him and go, are you a monster?
Right?
I said that.
And you and I have dealt for years with shitty customers.
Oh my God, people have swore at us.
Right? And made people cry. And it's like, really? You needed to make the cashier cry? Like, remember that one time we had that happen at Pennington's once? And it's like, really? You needed to make this girl cry? Do you know her grandma died this week? Hope you feel good.
Yeah.
Right? Take your sunshine someplace else. Wish-sha. Right? Like, go. Be gone. Right? Crazier things have happened, Samantha.
Oh, good one, Lisa.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
Okay, my goodness. Are you still obsessing over the lake?
Yeah, every day.
Over the weather that we're going to have at the lake?
Yeah, because my brother-in-law is going to the lake this week, and I'm like, oh, God, he's going to have such nice weather. I'm like, I hope we get nice weather.
Lisa, there's weeks yet.
I know. What I'm worried about is fire.
Like fires break out. There's that. Right? Yeah, right? There's always that.
We need rain.
Yes, we do.
To stop the fires.
We need the rain to stop the fires. Yes, we do.
Everywhere. Not just that sounds selfish, so that's not how I'm trying to be. But all I ask is for one nice week of weather all the time.
Yes, I know.
Right?
I know.
Oh, yeah. I am totally, right? I don't know. It just reminded me, remember we had our funny conversation about how we were going to prepare for our vacation? And you said to me, where are we going to buy groceries? And I looked at you like, did you just grow another head?
They're going to be expensive in Meadow Lake.
Okay, right? Or we could get them like, when? Where do you want to get them? And what did I say?
And I'm not trucking
them up.
No, I'm not.
Right. You don't live on the ground floor this year. Right? So there's your choices. You can haul them upstairs get them in Meadow Lake, right?
I'm not hauling.
We get them in Meadow Lake. And then it brought us to the lively discussion about how we have totally mastered the art of never having to leave the beach. We are so late. We are slugs, man.
We are total slugs.
Total slugs. It's probably embarrassing, actually.
It is probably embarrassing because we have figured out that we can pack the cooler that I bring. That we use to bring the groceries. We pack it with some drinks and some snacks. And then we're usually good to the lunch. And then
good
we get
lunch.
Then we get some lunch and then we pack it again. And then we don't have to leave the beach until we go back for dinner.
till the beach is closed. Right? Especially now that we pee at the lake.
Yeah, we pee at the lake.
That was the best. I'm like, yes.
Oh my God.
So we have totally mastered it. We just we barely move.
I know. We're slugs.
We are total slugs, but it's awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I will be obsessing. I just can't wait until we get close enough to our holiday that when I go to the weather network, I can see the weeks.
Oh, Lord.
Right? So we're still a couple of weeks away for that, but.
Yes, because that'll be fun.
But I can't mm-hmm. wait. And then I get panicky, right? And then I'm like, oh no.
Uh-huh. Yes, you get very
remember
panicky.
How when I wake up in the morning, I was trying to explain this to Mike. This is my funniest lake thing that I think I do. I wake up every morning at the lake upset because it's cloudy. And I'm like, oh, great. Look at the sun's not even going to be out. And it's like 7 a.m. You're like, we don't need to be on the lake yet. Like, fine.
Nope, we don't. And usually the weather gets a little funky. Like if it's really hot, we'll get like a cloud bank and it comes in really hot and heavy and it showers and it does all its stuff. Then it goes away and it's lovely.
Yes, right? So I can't wait.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be good.
Cool your jets.
Try not to get too worried about it.
Crazier things have happened.
Crazier things have happened. Remember the year we sat out when it was just smoke covered?
Oh.
And we still sat out every day.
Oh, that was so bad.
That was bad.
That was so bad.
That was tough. That was, we had no sun.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Right? It was hot though.
It was hot. But, and then it didn't become hot because the smoke covered the sun.
Covered the sun. Right? Good times.
Oh, yes. Good times. Okay. But speaking of good times, Facebook Tuesday, you guys, I just need you to understand that you've lost me. You've lost me. I don't understand.
No.
You gave up chili and sauerkraut and guacamole and three of the things that I quite enjoy. I don't know where guacamole came from. That wasn't my choice.
That was my choice. I just threw it in there. It was the wild
card. Because you knew that people would say no to it, you dumbass.
Yeah, but I also knew I put sauerkraut was my choice and I knew people were going to say no to sauerkraut. I felt strongly they were going to.
Okay. But anyways, they said goodbye to chili and sauerkraut and guacamole. And that's fine because I'll take it all. I love it all. And you know what, Andrea Grazina, I'm calling you out. You are a bad German.
She is a bad German. Not liking her sauerkraut. Right?
And I can say that because I know her.
Yes, exactly. Right? She's like family. Well, she's family. She is family.
She's family. She's
totally family. Yeah. Right? Not liking. But I knew chili would go. I'm like, chili's going. I knew it.
I love chili on a hot dog. And actually, I don't mind chili in a burger. Chili is burger. It has meat in it. It has hamburger
chili
meat.
Is spaghetti sauce. Put it on
chili
noodles.
Chili is not spaghetti sauce.
It's close. It's really close.
Ugh.
It's really close. But it was fun to do condiments, right? Because, you know, why not, right? Mm-hmm. Why not? And I get we're reinventing the wheel, but sometimes the wheel's fun to reinvent.
This is true.
Right?
That's reinvent how we do it. That wheel. It's squeaky, but it works.
So, right, exactly. So on Saturday, I knew you had said that you were going to Costco.
Oh, God.
And it just so happened that as I was like on the TikTok on Saturday afternoon, uh-huh. I came across a picture and it was of prepackaged salads. And the salads actually had like salad in it, like had lettuce in it. And they weren't in a cooler.
That seems gross.
Buy them prepackaged, not in a cooler. And I took a picture and sent it to you. And I'm like, are you here yet? Are you at the Costco? Can you see these?
I didn't see
them. But you didn't see them.
No.
So I wonder if they're just in America. How can you have, like, how can you have a hearty garden salad that's never going to, with lettuce, that's never going in the cooler?
I don't know.
Is there something new about lettuce I don't know about?
No, I don't think it was lettuce.
It was lettuce.
I've seen those packages that you sent that picture of. They don't have lettuce in them.
It had lettuce.
You can add lettuce to them, but they don't come with lettuce.
Why does it show lettuce?
I don't know, because it's a suggestion.
In the picture, it showed lettuce. I think lettuce is in it. I think the lettuce is there.
Okay, whatever.
We're going to let the world decide this.
You want, Lisa... That's what it is. But it wasn't at the Costco that I was at. Okay. And I just want to say this, that I think that those who go shopping at Costco on a Saturday are very brave and a little unhinged.
Did you have a hot dog?
No, it was way too busy. Oh my gosh.
Oh, see, that's remember that
Saturday.
You gotta go there
Don't go to Costco on a Saturday.
Too crazy, hey? Yeah.
I took life into my own hands and I just, at one point, because, you know, I went with my mom and it was going to be our little outing, right? And it was fun because, you know, like her and I, we'd like to shop we just went and just dilly-dallied, right?
Did you have any snacks? We had some snacks.
But we were, she had a list. So we were doing stuff and she was gathering stuff on her list. And at one point, I was like, oh my God. And I just stood there and I didn't move because I didn't know where to go. I couldn't go to the right and I couldn't go to the left because everybody was trying to get around me. And I'm I just looked at mom and I'm like, I don't know where to stand with the cart.
That's a little
overwhelming. She starts laughing.
Things could be crazier.
Crazier things have happened, Lisa.
Crazier things have happened.
But I was just like, and then this woman was staring at me and she's just like, oh, for heaven's sake. And I'm like, I don't like people on a good day. Saturday Costco, worst thing.
Probably not your best move, right?
No. But once probably we moved into the other like, you know, rows of food and things that were happening, the crowd thinned out. It was around the produce and the meat. It got a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Hey,
so
I could see
that. Just saying, that. For those of you who shop at Costco on a Saturday, put a smile on your face. Be thankful you can shop at a Costco on a Saturday.
Right, hey?
And then people seem very
focused. I could tense, see them being focused. Oh, tense.
I felt the tenseness from them.
Oh, okay.
That they too already came in going, I'm just here for what I need. Get out of my way.
Like, so everybody kind of comes in with a bit of an attitude.
Yes. Yes. Right, okay. And I was just like, Mom and I were just trying to have some fun. Like we were just do, you know, and everyone's like, vroom, vroom, vroom. And I'm like, oh my God, where am I supposed to stand? Oh my God. And then I was like, and I said to Mom, we're not doing this again on a Saturday. She's like, okay.
No, right? Probably not your best. Probably not your best time.
She knew that we shouldn't come on a Saturday, but that was the day that I was available.
Well, if she wants to hang out with her daughter, she's got to pencil her in, right? This is what we can do. So this is going to sound rough and tough, but I'm just going to put it out there because I'm really, really mad about this.
Uh-oh.
So friends of the podcast, I don't know how many of you are Canadian. If you're Canadian, you all must feel rage about this. If you're not Canadian, you've probably heard about this or Google this. Paul Bernardo, Canada's most notorious killer. Uh-huh. So the biggest piece of crap that ever walked this earth, in my opinion, Paul Bernardo.
Mm-hmm.
He got transferred to a medium security prison. Bad enough that Paul Bernardo's co-conspirator, Carla Homolka, was released a million years ago, lives out in the world amongst the people, right? Their crimes were so horrific, not getting into the crimes, so horrific, terrorized Southern Ontario during the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s.
That's right.
And I remember because I remember working on Wasega Beach. And we were told these two kids were missing. And we were told by the police that came around to all the stores saying, we think this might be a hotbed for these kids to have been brought to. So keep your eyes open for these people. So, and in my dad's store, they had pictures up of the girls, the two girls, right? Like, have you seen these people? Right.
Oh,
so it really affected where I lived. And then when the girls turned up dead, I remember thinking, seeing them in the paper going, why do I know this girl? Oh, that's right. She's been in the window. Mm-hmm. Of my dad's store. So anyway, so he's been in jail for 28 years, right? He's got dangerous offender status. Supposed to never get out of jail, right? And so he never should. The government, the Ontario Corrections Institute and the government moved him to a medium security prison without anybody knowing.
Why?
No answer. They say it protects his privacy to not tell us why. He has the right to not that information not to come out. Families didn't know. They found out after he had moved. And technically, what they say is law people are weighing in and law people are saying that only reason this move would be made is that they're preparing him for life outside of prison at some point. Some people speculate he might be out. He might start being on day parole and stuff like that within like 5 years. Canada's most notorious criminal. He's the same age as us. Like he's in his 50s. Or he might be 60.
He could still do damage if he got out.
Oh, for sure he could.
There's no way this man has been rehabilitated.
And he's been denied for bail. No bail for you, right? He's tried and been denied. And it's so horrific to think that this man now, so in a medium security prison, that he could be eligible for like doing some odd jobs at the prison. He's like his freedom. He gets some freedoms back. This beast doesn't deserve a single freedom except for the 1 hour a day that he's supposed to be outside by himself, right?
Oh my God.
So now there's like lots of questions being asked, right? Like why did this happen? Why has this happened? And anyways, I don't want to get into it because I know it's kind of like a mad point, but it's kind of like I shake my head.
No, because we need to find out who decided that. Because there's a chain of people that allowed this to happen. And what the hell is behind that?
Yeah. Like what?
What the hell is behind that?
Right? Because society is not safer if there's a remote chance that he can be released.
Because you release this guy, he can go anywhere in Canada.
Yep. And do anything he wants again.
Ugh.
Because not only was he just a notorious murderer, he also was who they called the Scarborough rapist for years before he got caught, right? So he horrible lots and lots of horrible things.
Uh-huh.
Right? So come on, dear corrections. We want some answers. Right?
There's some kind of motive behind that, right?
There's something
there
behind
has to
it,
be.
Right?
Has to be.
And people have a right to know.
Because we need to know who that person is that allowed this to happen.
Stamped yes, approved.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not cool.
Mm-mm.
Not cool.
Not right. cool.
Back to the fun.
Okay. Back to something frivolous.
Yes.
Ben and Jen just closed the deal on a $60 million home.
Needs a $60 million home?
Who needs a $60 million home?
What if they would have bought a $10 million home, which who needs that, and given $50 million to like the local homeless shelter or the food bank?
Nobody needs to give away $50 million to one particular thing, but like a little charity goes a long way.
Little charity,
but
right? Split it up.
But no offense, like, are you buying that house or are you just like, it's on, like, we're paying a mortgage?
But what are you doing with $60 million house?
What does a $60 million house look like?
What does
is
that come with?
Is everything gold plated? That's what I need to know.
Oh, maybe. Maybe
gold plated. Do I got a pool in every corner of the house?
You got to have a bunch of pools.
You got to have like...
elevators galore. Maybe
probably
sidewalks.
State-of-the-art gym. Maybe you got a bowling alley. I don't know.
Probably
maybe
got a bomb shelter.
You probably have a movie theater.
Recording studio.
Do you have a tennis court?
Are you a golf course?
Maybe.
Do you have
Is there a moat? Because I would be more impressed if there was a moat.
I could see there being a moat for sure, right?
I'd be more impressed if there was a moat.
There'd be a moat. That'd be cool if there was a moat, right? Hi. Why are you building a 60? Like, who needs a $60 million home?
I don't know. Like,
that's
come on.
Crazy. That's
but at
crazy.
Least they're buying a home together. That means they're going to live there together, hopefully.
I guess.
Because
everyone
is predicting their divorce. So,
yeah, I think they're okay.
I think they're fine.
but
really, people.
I think they can find a better way to use $60 million. If they just have a random $60 million kicking around, they can do better things with it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm hmm. Like,
you know,
though they got a lot of money, so
they got a lot of money. They do. They definitely
they
do.
Okay. What did you learn embarrassingly late in life?
What did I? Okay. Fine. I'm going to tell you. I was way too old when I finally realized that there was no Santa. Way too old. Way too old. And my kid sister,
really?
I think, still truly does believe.
Oh, that's so
sweet. I don't think we ever told her.
No.
No, I don't think so. My mom was such a Christmas person. And I remember being like in later public school years saying, you know, the girls are saying this. And my mom would be like, well, what do you think? Well, I don't know. I don't believe it. Then, of course, it's not true. I was way too old. And when I finally did put all the pieces together, which I'm sure was probably grade 9, I remember saying to my mom, does this mean there's no Easter Bunny or Tooth Fairy too?
Oh.
So all of it, my whole world came crashing down. And it's embarrassing that my mom let that go on for as long as she did. But she had so much Christmas in her heart. Why wouldn't we all?
Why wouldn't we?
Right? What about you? Was there anything that you...
Well, I mean, I just learned about the toaster from Joanna from the Unlearned 16.
From Unlearned 16, right? But okay, I got questions. Actually, you know what? We need to dial back into Joanna. I got questions about that toaster. My toaster goes up to 7. I want to know how I'm toasting toast for 7 minutes. How does my toast toast 7 minutes? What does that piece of toast look like?
I don't know.
I feel that there's still some unanswered questions. But yes, I didn't know that either.
No.
Right?
I don't know. Like, there's lots, I'm sure, that I can say that I should have known that sooner in my life, but
yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately,
sometimes we just don't know things.
Unfortunately, I've probably blocked it out because it's too embarrassing.
Right? Sometimes we just don't know stuff, Samantha. You always say to me that you're amazed how I get through with my life. So, right?
I'm always amazed how you got this far.
I think my whole life applies to that sentence, right?
I think so.
I'm like, oh. Like today somebody brought to work meringue cookies. I never knew what a meringue cookie was.
Oh, they're delightful.
I didn't love them at all. It's egg white.
Yeah.
That's yucky.
They're chewy.
I had a beige colored one and it just tasted like a toasted marshmallow.
Yum.
So it was okay, but there was other colored ones and I'm like, I don't understand. I was fine until somebody said it's like egg whites. Yeah.
Because it's new, right?
But I tried because everybody was like, just try. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'll just try. And I did. And I'm like this one's okay, but I would never want to eat it. Uh-huh. Like I would never, ever go looking for them. That's what I'm saying about that.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, okay. But here's something I think that I know we're building our list of things we have to try, right?
Oh my God, yes.
Right? We're going to get to it. But here's something too. It's, okay, you know how they have Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal?
Uh-huh.
So it's called Cinnamon Fuego, F-U-E-G-O, Fuego Toast Cereal. And it apparently has sweet heat. Yay or nay?
I don't need my cereal to burn my tongue.
Right? And then with the milk, like, that, don't you think that would just be a weird, I put cold milk, dairy on sweet heat? Ugh. That sounds horrible. It's real. Cinnamon Fuego.
I'm sorry. I can't. I cannot. Right? And I refuse to, so I will not.
I can't. I just read today that Cheerios discontinued one of their most favorite one of their most popular flavors in the States. You know what it was?
Which one?
No, you won't know because we don't have it in Canada. Oh. Maple Cheerios.
Really?
Wasn't that sound yummy?
How come Canada didn't get that?
Right. My sister Linda, she sent me a bunch of pictures of stuff because she's in BC that the States has that Canada doesn't have.
Which is a lot.
How come? Why is that? Why don't we get stuff?
I don't know.
Like, why is there, like, they have, like all the different flavors of Pop-Tarts, right? They had those. Why don't we get those?
Like,
it doesn't make any sense, right? There's, like, Pop-Tarts, there's candy, there's, like, all these different flavored Kit Kat bars.
I know.
Different jelly beans. Listen to this one here. She sent a picture. It's M&M cookie dough. You could buy M&M cookie dough. Different Pez. Different popcorn twists that taste like Twix.
Uh-oh.
All this stuff. In Canada we get nothing, man.
You get Zip. You get Bupkis. Zip.
We get Zipola, right? Kind of makes me a little bit mad. Right? Because why do we have to miss it? Why are we always having to miss it? Remember that time that Andrea went to the States and she brought me back Pop-Tarts?
Yes, they were lovely.
And they were all different flavors, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was kind of nice, too. That was kind of nice. So we're saying no to the Fuego?
I feel that's a hot no for me.
Okay. Here's the latest thing happening on the TikTok. There's plus-size girls who are claiming, and it's backed up by a doctor.
Oh, God.
Okay, there's a weight loss coffee. Oh. Doctor recommended, and the girl has lost lots of weight. What do you think? Should we look into it?
No.
Apparently, it's got a slimming enzyme in it.
The fuck is that?
It's a coffee.
No, it's not. Just
drink coffee. Yeah, you buy, all right, so you buy this box of coffee. Right? You see how much weight you want to lose. So I looked at it and I'm like, okay, let's say I want to lose 15 pounds, 10 to 15. I put in 10 to 15. It says that I need to buy four cases of this coffee and you have two coffees a day. And then in 1 month.
Boxes or four cases?
Like boxes. Yeah.
No.
And then
I'm
in
not
1 month,
doing that.
1 month, weight is gone.
No.
And I saw the girl and she
bullshit.
Looks really good.
Oh my God.
And the doctor
bullshit.
talked, and the doctor She's like, mm-hmm. It's an enzyme.
It's a slimming quack doctor? Enzyme. Did they come from the University of Walt Disney World where fantasies come true?
Nope. She looked real. She looked real. Really? The girl looked real.
Yeah. Was she wearing a lab coat? Is that what made it look real? Did she have
You could just tell. Don't be so negative. You are always so quick to judge. Don't be so judgy.
Lisa, you have no track record. You have a zero track record.
I got China shoes. I got shoes from China.
But you lost the water bottle.
Okay, the water bottle didn't come. Remember, we got the fit hoop.
Okay, which you don't use, by the way.
I don't use anymore.
Because it hurt you.
It hurt. It was bruising me. Right? I looked like a battered woman. Ain't? Right? It was causing pain.
Okay, you order it. You let me know how it goes. I'm not doing it.
Okay, I'm going to think about it. Let's think about it.
You think
Let's
about it.
Let's just think about it, right? Nope, it's on the TikTok. It. It's nope, out there.
Okay. I'll go look for it.
Right?
And I'll be just less saying. Convinced.
Okay. Whatever. I knew that you would be like this. Right? I knew that you would not be so eager.
If it involves me spending money on things that probably don't work, yes, I'm going to say no.
I know, right? You're always like, mm-mm. I don't want
to
play.
Because why do I need to be the common sense in this duo here? Why do I always have to have the common sense?
Because I'm wild at heart. I'm free-spirited.
No, you're not. Because you're so easily manipulated and like anybody can tell you something. You're like, uh-huh, sure.
No, that's not
true. Sounds good. Yeah. No. Uh-huh.
That is not true, Samantha.
It is true.
There's lots of stuff I don't believe.
Yeah, right.
There's stuff.
Okay. All right. Whatever. I'm not going to argue. Not going to argue, Lisa. We're calm podcast.
We are, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Okay. Fine.
All right.
Fine.
Ugh. Let's move on. What's making you shake your head this week?
Other than you and your judgy attitude. I'm shaking my head at. I'm shaking my head at what I think is a cyst that's growing on my foot.
Well, it can't be foot cancer because you've already Googled that.
I Googled that. You don't get that. People don't get that.
By the way, I told my mother about and she laughed hysterically.
Right. I Googled it, right? Because it's a lump that just appeared out of nowhere and it's not going away. It just gets bigger. Yeah. So if it was on any other part of my body, I would think, oh, shit, I'm in trouble. Uh-huh. I'm in trouble. But then I just Google and it says it's probably a cyst. I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right?
You should really get that checked out, hey?
I'm going to.
I'm shaking my head at you because you're ridiculous.
So I just think it's odd that this cyst just grew and it hurts my shoe every day.
No, really?
Every day it hurts my shoe.
Imagine if you'd gone to the doctor sooner.
No.
Odd, right? How that might have worked out for you.
Because I'm waiting for it to go away.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, dumbass? What are you shaking your head at?
I shake my head at the fact that I learned only last Friday that we have a province liquor tax.
I know.
And I was like, I'm sorry. When the hell did that happen? And apparently it slid in on May the 1st.
Slipped on in the back door.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. What the fuck? What the fuck? I'm now paying more money to drink.
Right.
Do you need to ruin the last bit of fun some of us have?
Exactly, right? We're not in the Footloose days. It's not prohibition.
It's not fucking prohibition. Like, is this what happened? This is what happens. This is what happens when you take away the liquor stores from the province.
Right.
They
all of a sudden
scoop in and go, oh, we're really going to miss the little bit of money that we made in our liquor stores and we need it back. So we're going to tax the
We're going to tack it onto your tab.
And I feel sorry for the people that lost their jobs. That is not great that people lost their jobs because the province decided to get out of the liquor business. Yes. But now we all have to pay the liquor tax.
But now we're all paying the liquor tax. And it's like, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's expensive.
Well, for a $10 glass of wine, it was a dollar. So 10%.
Right. That seems like a hefty
tax.
Or
is it 5%? Oh, no, my God. Math is not my thing.
We're not basic math people.
No, we're not.
Right.
Anyways, not happy. It was shaking my head. Yeah. Stupid province. You suck.
Right. Not happy.
You suck.
Yeah. Taxing our fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, keep your climate change shit. Keep your whatever, right? 500. What did he give us recently? Like a couple months ago?
Yeah, keep that. Keep your SGI check. Like,
keep that shit and don't tax me.
Yeah, don't tax me. Exactly.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah. Not too happy.
No.
No.
Just saying.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
All right, guys. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ishakemyhead@gmail.com. And you might find it being mentioned during this episode.
Samantha, we better talk nice to our Patreon people.
Yes. Oh, well, maybe you should explain, Lisa.
All right. Dear friends of the Patreon, that's what we call you. okay. We know we owe you an episode. It was going to be tonight. Samantha's working out of town. So just the fact that we're able to pull this off, we're pretty impressed with.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be next week. We promise.
We promise.
Promise. And it'll be worth the wait.
It totally will. You can connect with us guys on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. All you have to do is type in, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, shakalaka, there we are.
There we are.
And we do a Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. Yes, you do get an extra episode every month. Just a reminder, our month.
It's not a typical calendar month. It's our month.
Yeah. Just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
And a shout out to FeedSpot, they're a blogging company who picked us as one of the top 20
funny
women comedy podcasts.
Yeah.
So thank you for mentioning us. We're actually ranked number 6, Samantha.
I know,
right? So we were pretty happy to see that. So thanks, everybody. Spread the word. Get us out there.
Yes.
We know you want to see us and hear us.
No, we do.
Right? And the more we can get out there, the better, bigger it's going to be.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So thank you to FeedSpot for mentioning us. That's really awesome. And we want to thank John Domingo. He's the best kept secret in podcasting. He makes us sound good every week.
Thank you, John. Samantha.
Lisa.
We're done.
We're done. It's over.
It's another week done.
Yes.
We're not chasing. And I think this is a week I didn't ask you to do anything.
What do you mean?
I didn't ask you to chase cheese. I didn't ask you to grow a garden.
No, you want me to buy coffee.
I want you to buy coffee. I want to try this coffee. And that's all. And I want you to reevaluate Barbie.
You reevaluate Barbie.
I'm not reevaluating Barbie.
I feel good about Barbie. I have no problems with her.
I feel Barbie needs to slow her roll.
I think you need to catch up to Barbie.
She'd be in a show off. All right, Samantha, anything else this week?
No, I'm good.
All right. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.